Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Teacher and I'm your host Ali. Today I want to talk about a personality who was inspired by the Palestinian resistance and was an anti-Zionist photographer. Stay tuned. Tom Herndl, an anti-Zionist photographer. Thomas Herndl, also known as Tom Herndl, was born in November 1981. He was educated at Winchester College, a boarding independent school in the cathedral city of Winchester in Hampshire. Age 21, Tom Herndl took a working break from his degree course at Manchester Metropolitan University in photographic journalism to join the quote-unquote Human Shields in Iraq before the 2003 Iraq War. As the volunteers ran out of money and war became inevitable, he moved to Jordan and donated £500 to medical supplies for the refugees of Iraq. It was here he encountered the International Solidarity Movement, the ISM, and decided to make his way overland to Gaza, Palestine. He arrived in the town of Rafah on April the 6th, 2003, and began emailing images of the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, and the Palestinians back to his family.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see. When you feel you've lost it all, when you don't who's your friend or foe? You wonder why you're so alone. Worry ends when faith begins. When faith begins. Don't be sad by what you see. It's true, life has its miseries. But one thing's always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins. Don't be saddened by what you see.
Tom's mother, on January the 10th, 2004.
Shooting over the heads of the children, but given that the children were on a sort of a mound of sort of a, you know, 12-foot mound of rubble, it was dangerous for them. A lot of the children ran, but there were two or three children who remained on the mound of rubble. And Tom, being Tom, automatically, I gather, reached out for one of the children, lifted him off the mound, and then went back for the other two children. It was when he turned to go back that I gather he was hit by one of the bullets. And we're just trying to work out from which tower he was probably shot. I mean, Tom was first and foremost a humanitarian. He wasn't necessarily politically minded, although he was very interested in working out, you know, in developing his interest in politics. You know, that was happening at the same time. But first and foremost, he'd come out here to help. And that was Tom. And I can just imagine him just reaching out the children. He's got a younger brother, Freddie, and he was always very kind and very protective with Freddie. And it would have been so natural for Tom just to reach out for these two children and see them to safety. I mean, that is absolutely Tom.
And then what happened?
It's a very poor place. Life looks extremely hard. I don't know how they live hearing gunshots daily. They have got used to it. Have they got used to it? Surely they haven't got used to it. It's become a way of life. That's just unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable way to live life. And I can imagine Tom thinking exactly the same, only more strongly.
You are the hope for another globe. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls. Do not harm me, I am your truth. Don't kill me, for I'm your youth. I am your hope, I am your truth. I'm your faith, yes, I'm your youth. Do not harm me, I am your truth. Don't kill me, for I'm your youth. I am your hope, I am your truth. I'm your faith, I'm your youth. بالقول والعمل سلمهم يا رب، سلمهم يا رب. بالعلم والقلم يدفع الألم.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Teacher and I am your host, Ali. Today we are talking about a personality who is known to be an anti-Zionist photographer, Tom Herndl. He would show the non-stop oppression carried out by the soldiers of the Zionist regime of Israel. IDF hated him. They really hated him for exposing the ruthless and criminal face of the brutal Zionist regime and its never-ending crimes against humanity. His photographs would also show the houses of Palestinians being bulldozed by the ruthless Israeli soldiers. His clicks opened up the eyes of countless British and American civilians. He started to realize the systematic elimination of the Palestinian generations at the hands of the Zionist regime of Israel. He saw decent, innocent people becoming homeless because IDF decided to clean sweep and bulldoze their houses.
I was always the one. I could never stand idly by and watch while the bullies beat up on the weaker ones. I had to do something to try, and I never gave up on people, that we could be better somehow. Morality's compass, you gave it to me, and I still follow it now. Well, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't get it out of my mind. The pictures, the stories, the plight of the people in the occupied Palestine. And how my government makes me complicit with the political aid that they send. So I packed up my bags and I headed to Rafah to work.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Teacher and I am your host, Ali. Today we are talking about a personality who is known to be an anti-Zionist photographer, Tom Herndl. He spent his youth fighting against the Israeli oppression and exposing the crimes of the Zionist regime of Israel, he went to Palestine himself. His famous quote expresses his thought process. He said, "What do I want from this life? What makes you happy is not enough. All the things that satisfy our instincts only satisfy the animal in us. I want to be proud of myself. I want more. I want to look up to myself. And when I die, I want to smile because the things I have done, not cry for the things I haven't done." In April 2003, the IDF were on a mission in Gaza, border town of Rafah, Palestine. Herndl and a group of activists were in the area, having planned to set up a peace tent on one of the nearby roads to blockade IDF tank patrols. Herndl was shot in the head on April 11, 2003. According to the IDF, an Israeli checkpoint came under fire from Palestinian militants, and the soldiers at the checkpoint returned fire. Herndl's group of nine activists abandoned their protest and seek cover. Herndl then ran out into the street and was shot in the head by an IDF soldier. On April 11, 2003, he was shot in the head in the Gaza Strip by the IDF soldier. And he was not an ordinary soldier. He was a sniper. Herndl was left in a coma and died a few months later.
And what were you told by either the Israeli government or British officials about the circumstances of your son being shot?
We were told very little. Sort of, the embassy told us a certain amount, and we managed to pick up quite a lot from the volunteers who we spoke to over the phone, and we then went down and met with them. But so far as the Israeli Defense Force is concerned, we got absolutely nothing from them for a very long time. Indeed, they refused to meet with us. And we made it very clear that all we wanted to do was to find out what had happened. And we were happy to entertain any explanation which made sense and to discuss with them what happened and to tell them what we found out. But they refused point blank to meet with us until literally 6 weeks later, the day after we were due to return with Tom, they offered us a meeting. So we postponed our departure and went to that meeting. In the meantime, we'd been given a report, or it wasn't really a report, it was a 20-page PowerPoint presentation which had been given to the British Embassy and which they then handed to us, which came up with a different version of events, so different as to be quite unbelievable. They described Tom as being, well, they didn't describe Tom necessarily, they described a gunman coming out of a building 100 yards away from where Tom was and beyond in a different range of buildings. And they suggest that this Palestinian came out of a building in the security zone and fired a pistol into the air three times and then fired it twice at the tower about 70 meters away. Now, no Palestinian would even go into that area without risking being shot. A Palestinian in the open with a pistol would be shot on sight. So the story doesn't hold good. It doesn't tally with any of the other versions of the story. I'm still in the process of finalizing the witness statements, which I've gathered from the witnesses. And there is no suggestion that there was any other fire of any sort that afternoon. So you know, this is entirely implausible, the story. It's a different location.
Family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from or if a young old woman or man, we're here for the same reason.
Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, where we discussed Tom Herndl. And dear listeners, don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. Until next time, fi aman Allah.
Just to be free, just to be free. Now when we've taken our first step towards a life of complete freedom, we can see our dream getting closer and closer. We're almost there. Oh.